And joining us is the Director of Education at the North Dakota Museum of Art, Sue Fink. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you, Ron?
I am trying to keep dry. How about you?
Same here.
Yeah, a lot of rain, but it's nice to see that as we get things cleared off a bit. The dust is gone now, and we're heading towards spring. Well, if you would, Sue, let's talk about you. Where'd you grow up?
Well, actually, I grew up in Minnesota, White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And after that, I attended the university there for a while in Minneapolis and moved to the West Coast, the East Coast, finished my schooling in Portland, Oregon, went to Italy to do some schooling. I've been kind of around and then came back here about 12 years ago to the Midwest.
Okay, the training now for becoming the Director of Education at the North Dakota Museum of Art, what kind of background does that require, and how did you find your way to Grand Forks to get that job?
Well, the kind of background normally this job requires is to have a master's degree or a master of fine arts. I came through the back door. I just have a lot of experience working with communities and with children, and I'm an artist. So I just kind of found my way.
It's one of those things, too, Sue, that where you have the practical knowledge and experience, acquired wisdom, that you really can't gain in the classroom.
Absolutely.
I mean, degrees are fine. They're wonderful. But again, you have that practical knowledge, which is so key. So if you would define your role as the Director of Education at the Museum of Art in Grand Forks.
Well, one of the things I do is I organize and come up with ideas for children's and family programs that have to do with the arts, usually activity-wise. I do teach teachers about how to incorporate art into their, and museums and galleries into their curriculum. I write curriculum materials for our traveling shows, and I give tours. And being a small museum, everybody here does just a little bit of everything.
I bet, yeah. I imagine, too, that one of your goals is to spark interest among young people when it comes to art and artistic work and displays of that art.
That's true, yes.
And how do you do that? How do you go about deciding how to attract those young people?
Well, I think, first of all, we have a summer art camp program, and it's 6 weeks of art camps. Each week has a different artist and a different theme, and they're day camps. And I try to do what we cannot do in the schools. In essence, if you are, maybe we're thinking of doing a camp on painting, if some child decides they want to paint with mud instead of paint, I'm open to that. Mm-hmm. And mostly what we want them to do is have a good experience with art. So the sooner we can reach a child, even a preschool child, and let them not be intimidated by it, the better it is. And these camps seem to do it. We have a lot of fun in the camps.
You mentioned that the creativity part is very important, and I imagine that due to material restrictions and maybe guidelines in curriculum that there isn't a lot of flexibility or as much flexibility as you would have there at the Museum of Art. So if you have a student or a child who wants to be, in essence, being creative outside the lines, you can do that there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think that isn't to say bad things about schools with art programs any means.
Yep.
We're just in a way to extend their art experience. Schools, you know, typically they have an hour maybe at the best to do art, sometimes maybe only an hour a week. And that's pretty hard to set up, teach a class, do the activity and clean up. When we're here for 6-7 hours a day for 5 days in a row, we can get a lot done.
I imagine, too, as you are involved in these activities, you can see the reaction and the effect on the faces of these children.
Oh, absolutely. I could go on forever with stories from kids. We learn, the artists and I learn more from the kids, I think, more about just being open and honest and truthful about what we feel and what we want to put down, you know. So.
Yeah, that's great. And again, you have a free family day. Tell us about that on one Saturday per month.
Right. It's the last Saturday per month, and this Saturday is the last Saturday of March, so we're going to have a family day that's based on the exhibit we have at the museum, and we will be doing a lot of things with the theme of animals and working with junk sculpture or junk weaving. And I can explain more about that when we talk about the exhibit itself. Mm-hmm. But it's free. It's 10 to noon on Saturdays. We are on the UND campus. We have taken care of the idea about the parking, so that will be free as well.
Okay.
And you can drop in any time during that time, and we'll have 6 or 7 or 8 activities going on with people to help. You can come for an hour, or you could stay the whole time.
Okay.
Lots of volunteers are helping out, so it's a real fun day.
Okay, this Saturday beginning at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. at the North Dakota Museum of Art. Again, that free family day is every last Saturday of the month, so that's mm-hmm. this Saturday. Let's talk about the exhibits that are on display now. Give us some details on what's available for patrons.
Okay, right now we have an exhibit by an Ethiopian artist, Elias Simeh. It's called Eye of the Needle, Eye of the Heart. And Elias grew up in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Very, very densely populated, very, very poor country. And he's lived in the street market most of his life, and he picks things up that are discarded, like tin cans and buttons and whatever you might find, and makes art out of it. In fact, our exhibit, and this is wonderful, is full of maybe 50 stuffed goat skins that he's embroidered the skin. Children love them. I just had a preschool group the other day come in, and they got to pet the goats. It was wonderful. They had the greatest time.
Sure.
So, and there's a lot of other artwork on the wall by the same artist. So
okay.
That's a fun exhibit. And then in another part of our museum, we have exhibits from artists, young artists from around South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota.
Okay. So, and those exhibits are underway right now?
They're underway right now.
Okay.
And they start, we open typically 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday and 1 to 5 during the week, except on Family Day we're open from 10 to 5 on weekdays. Weekends. Yeah.
Yeah, and our next topic is the Antique de Chic. Tell us about that if you would.
Oh, that's a really wonderful event. Antique de Chic is our fundraiser for all of our kids' camps and kids' programs. And we gather donated jewelry, and that I'm talking about even costume jewelry that you may have only paid three bucks for.
Sure.
We gather it, and we have thousands of pieces of jewelry put together and priced at a really, really good prices. And women just come in on Mother's Day from 3 to 5. We serve mimosas and other wonderful things. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can peruse through the jewelry, and if you'd like to buy some, we hope you will. We take all of those proceeds and use them for scholarships for the kids in the camps and for our other programs that we have that involve kids and families.
Okay, that's on Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Called
Antique de Chic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, of course, everybody's welcome to attend and stop
and
on by.
I encourage anybody who has donations to give us a call.
Okay.
I'd be glad to come pick things up even.
Very good.
So.
Yeah, and our last note here, this is the end of March. April 1st starts on Sunday, so summer's not too far away. You have summer art camps. Tell us about those, Sue.
Okay, the art camps start June 25th, and again, there's 6 camps, and the last camp is over with on August 3rd.
Okay.
There's a variety of things from painting to drawing to sculpture to murals. We have one camp for teenagers. All the others are for ages 6 through 13. The registration starts for members on April 17th and 18th, and you can register by phone, or they start on the 19th for non-members. Now, membership is $50, and that's a family membership. It's good for a year, and it gives you discounts on just about everything we do.
That's a great idea. Become a member of the North Dakota Museum of Art and be involved that way as well. So we're proving once again, Sue, that the North Dakota Museum of Art is vibrant. There's many activities and events going on, and we talked about the exhibits, about the Antique de Chic, about the summer art camps, and, of course, the Family Fun Day coming up this Saturday beginning at 10 o'clock. And if you would, Sue, share your contact telephone number there and the museum website.
Okay. Our telephone number is 701-777-4195.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is www.ndmoa.com.
Very simple. NDMOA.com. That number again is area code 701-777-4195. Sue Fink, our guest. Sue is the Director of Education at the North Dakota Museum of Art based in Grand Forks. Thank you so much, Sue.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.